Man, that doesn't need a great introduction, because look, this guy passed the eye test and he passed all the tests at Pro Day. Rob Daniel, former defensive back of Brigham Young University. Rob, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
We're doing great, man. I was just going over your performance again, and number one, let's talk about the eye test. What's the core strengthening and conditioning program that you're on right now? Could you enlighten us on what you're doing for the 16 pack?
I can't give out my secret. I'm just eating right.
Oh, come on. Nothing. You just eating right? What do you eat?
Everything healthy, nothing fat.
There you go.
Come
All
on,
right, man.
man. Come on, man.
You know, you don't want to.
You got to give us a special form.
That's how competitive this guy
That's
is.
what
We
it
don't
is.
even play no more. He's not going to give us
I'm
no
just
love.
trying to look good for my wife, man. I ain't even trying to make it to a camp. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm about, you know, I'm going on vacation next week. I just try to hit a 3-4 days. I got 4 days left to get on the beach, man. You could just shoot me a text though when we're done. I know you don't want to let Ben know.
Rob, you had a really good performance. What were you most happy about out of all the drills that you did on Pro Day?
I'd have to say, out of all the drills, I'd have to say the shuttle or the L, because I honestly did. When I was training, it wasn't like those two weren't my strongest points, and I like definitely PR'd on both of them during the. During the Pro Day.
You know, it's interesting. I was right there watching. I was timing you. By the way, yeah, they were great times. And I want to see if you can give us the official times, by the way, because I still have my little hand times. But I noticed you were a little bit nervous when you walked up to that pro agility, and the scouts are giving you a hard time. You kind of slipped, and then you started a little bit too quick. You're like, hey, man, I thought you guys were ready. I could sense some nervousness. But all of a sudden, I saw a calm come over you. And then you put up a phenomenal pro agility. You didn't slip. You were on point. No wasted movements. I was impressed.
Yeah. I felt really good after. For me, on a pro agility, it's really about just sticking my landing and getting out of it pretty fast. And I did that pretty well, so I was happy.
What were your pro agility times, and also the three cone?
My pro agility time, the hair was a 4.01, and the three cone was a 6.71.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That's
nice.
On point.
I want to talk about the time that's going to make you the most money, the 40 time. I know an official is low 4.4, something like that. Do you have that official time?
Yeah, well, the official was low 4.4s.
Okay.
It was right around 4.4 flat, between 4.4 flat and 4.43.
So how much money did you win off of Jordan Leslie? Because I heard his was a 4.44. Did you beat him?
We haven't really talked about it.
Really? You guys were talking about this comp. You guys were training together in San Diego, competing every single day, and you guys haven't talked about it, man. You guys, I mean, I thought
I
you guys
think,
were tight.
I think we both did so good. We honestly didn't care.
You guys didn't put no bets, no
never friendly bets. No, I saw after the broad jump, both of these young men, they congratulated each other and walked over to the bench press, where both of them put up great numbers. I thought that was impressive. I thought there was a good brotherhood out there, and I think you guys were extremely happy for each other. What did you hear from the scouts afterward? Did you enjoy doing the footwork drills with the, I think it was the Philadelphia Eagles scout as well as the New England Patriots?
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, the scouts gave me some good comments after. Pretty much the whole thing was pretty much success for me that day, as far as the scouts were saying.
So what's your agent telling you? Who's interested in you the most? Are there certain teams that you're more attracted to?
I wouldn't say I'm attracted to any team. I'll play for any team, but we've heard from the Niners and the Seahawks.
They like those big defensive backs. Do you see yourself more as a safety or a corner at the next level, Rob?
I couldn't pick one for sure. I'd honestly play anything. I feel comfortable with both at this point. But I think a lot of teams are looking at me.
I mean, when you get to that next level, right? You know, if you can get that height on the outside, you definitely want that. You got to be going against you know, 6'4", 6'5", receivers. So I definitely can understand that. Rob, yeah. My understanding when you came, when you first came to BYU, you know, playing at De Anza, which is Foothill Junior College sister school. And yes, I repeat, sister school, because we dominate those guys all the time. But you know, you play a little bit of both, more safety and more nickel. My understanding was that you played a little bit more of the safety position. Talk about that transition with coming to BYU and playing a little bit more corner.
It was a little bit of a hard switch to make, because I played pretty much safety throughout high school and junior college, and I was really getting comfortable with it at the college level after junior college, and then making a switch to corner was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of like unexpected, I'd say. But I think I caught on pretty fast. I'm getting better as time goes on.
You got thrown to the wolves, and I thought you competed at a high level, did some really good things, and I think you're going to make yourself some money. Talk to me about your weaknesses. I know Rob Daniel love himself some Rob Daniel, just like Brian Logan love himself some Brian Logan. But tell me about your weaknesses. What are you trying to refine right now as you prepare for a camp?
Well, I'll tell you what was my weakness, but that's kind of what I want to go in as my strength. I want to just go in the best shape, as far as, not as far as the look of the body, as far as being out there and being able to do plays and plays back to back without having a lax in technique because of being fatigued. So I kind of want to go into camp and being probably, I'd say, top five best shape on the team. That's kind of my goal.
Rob Daniel, former BYU defensive back, on with the Sear Cougar Sports ESPN 960. You know, there were some great performances at the pro day, and I thought that you stood out definitely. We haven't talked about vertical jump yet. What are you, Rob? Are you 6'1", 6'2", and then what was your vertical?
6'1", 36.
36 nice. Inches. That's good. I mean, I think, you know, so the two teams that have reached out to you, San Francisco, Seattle, both employ pretty big corners out on the field. Is there any particular defensive back that you idolize that you would love to be mentored by at the next level?
I wouldn't go as far as idolize, but there's a lot of defensive back I like. But if I was to choose one, I'd probably have to go to Joe Hayden, and then second, Richard Sherman.
Yeah, I think everyone want to be mentored by Richard Sherman.
Everybody wants Richard Sherman. You know, Rob, for my pro day, I jumped to 37.5. I'm just going to throw that out there. And I'm half your size. But going on to the next question. It was funny to see the scout, I don't know what team he was from, yelling at you guys.
The Eagles.
He was yelling, you know, the most. We're not doing this anymore.
He kind of had like a Jaime Hill kind of feel to him.
He definitely had little man syndrome. He was like 5'3". I think I was taller than him. But talk about that experience and you know what you were feeling at that time. You know, it's an interview of a lifetime. You know, you're chiseled. You're trying to focus, and then you know you're kind of getting yelled at by a scout that could potentially pick you up.
Nah, that honestly didn't bug me not one bit, like not one bit at all. I mean, he was just giving direction, just saying it louder. It's pretty much what it was to me. I like the way he approached it, though. I mean, if I was getting coached, that's the way I would like to be coached. To just get right to the point, and if I mess up, really get at me. I mean, guys like that, you kind of gain respect for because you know they're serious about the game.
Rob, I mean, I want to congratulate you on your pro day, but also I want to congratulate you on getting your degree from Brigham Young University.
Yes,
that is a feat, okay? And I know you had people help you along the way, but talk about getting that degree, what it means to you, and who's helped you out.
I mean, it meant a lot to me because, I mean, football is not – I'm not going to be playing football for the rest of my life, so I'm definitely going to need a degree after football is done, possibly become a coach. I got a lot of help from my mentor, Jessica Mullen. She works in the ASB third floor. She helped me from the time I got to BYU, from the time I graduated.
You know, nice. Every single one of us has that tutor that helped us out, kind of took us under their wing, you know, and they looked at us like with pity in their eyes, like, man, you really dumb. You are dumb. You know what I mean? I hated that look. I'm like, no, man, it's the blows to the head, man. It's difficult. You don't know what it's like.
They look at you like, they don't pay me enough.
They don't pay me enough. My
$3 an hour, $3.50 an hour isn't enough. Rob, you are what Ben would call a double minority, black, not LDS, me, myself, and there's a lot of others that have came through the program and have had success. Talk about just your experience and, you know, what you would say to a kid that's in your position, black, not LDS, about your time at BYU.
I mean, at first, it was just a shock. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any place in the world was like that. It was hard to definitely make an adjustment to. After I got used to it, it wasn't so bad. You know, it's just following a few extra rules and just having to adjust to the culture. As far as advice for a guy going in that's black and not LDS, I'd probably tell him to fasten his seatbelt.
Yeah, it's
going to be a little rough in the beginning.
It's gonna be a culture shock. You know, I try to, you know, when I'm talking to, LDS Caucasians, I'm like, it's like, imagine yourself going to Compton, okay? And you're surrounded by only African-Americans that came up completely different than you. Completely different, you know, and how would you feel? How would you adapt? Would you be able to, right? Completely different culture, and I think when I talk to people like that, they're like, oh, okay, I can realize it. You really do have to kind of adjust to that culture shock, and I think you did a good job in doing it, and Brian is a great example of it as well. So that's good advice. You know, buckle your seatbelt. I think put your shoulder to the wheel, man. It's going to be a grind, and just focus on, keep your eye on the prize, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's the perfect word for it.
Focus on football. Rob Daniel on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Rob, you mentioned that you want to be a coach after football. Why you want to be a coach?
I just feel like I understand the game pretty well. And as far as just motivating people, I feel like I could really get through some kids' heads by just talking to them. And I just like coaching, because coaches are the ones that changed my life as far as football. I wasn't always serious about it, but I had a junior college coaches that really cared, and they changed my life completely. So I feel like I can do the same to other kids.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. If I'm in a situation that God has blessed me with, I would love to go back to Foothill Junior College and be a coach. And when I retire,
look at you guys giving back to the community.
That's what I want
to
do, man. Hey, my coach who passed a few years ago, rest in peace, Coach Doug Boyette. He would literally, man, give me gas money and food every day just to make it out to Foothill, because I lived an hour away. Just to go to that conference. And Rob knows it's the SEC of college football. And so, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, you know, Coach Boyette. And I understand, you know, where you're coming from, Rob. And, you know, from all of the things that you've learned at BYU, what do you think is the most important lesson that you will take on with you for the rest of your life?
I would just say how to be mature about life and how to approach it the right way. And, obviously, like, going to BYU is a non-Mormon. To be honest, there were some people I liked and some people I didn't like, but I had to come in every day and just be a professional about it and realize we're on the same team and we're going after the same goal. So I guess in that form, it teaches you to deal with people in many different ways and different situations.
Rob, we appreciate you coming on our airways. Tremendous job at Pro Day. Good luck in whatever camp that you find yourself. Keep on the grind and keep the eye on the prize. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.